Welcome to the podcast, Stop Crying Poser, greatest podcast known to man, as voted by Bruce Buffer, Bruce Jenner, and Bruce, motherfucker, hit it. Who do we got in the chat right now? iBookBoy, Chris McNug, Ranting, Ding, Ling, Bing, Bing, Bung Boy, DKRO2, Walter the Conqueror, Sick Gaming Skill, Chris McNugget, Air Master TV, Shredded Shane, Liam Birch, T30, Shredmaster, Infamy, maybe even a couple of more. It's kind of surprising, Miles, that we have this many viewers today because I did not advertise the podcast. That's been a theme lately. I don't want that many people to watch the podcast if I don't have a big crazy amount of topics. But you know what? We don't need that many interesting topics because all I have to do is freestyle and ramble. And the podcast ends up working. You want to know why? Because we give away Ninja Lifestyle stickers for free every single episode. And if you want to win one, all you have to do is answer this trivia question correctly. It comes from my personal Instagram page. You guys are welcome to cheat. No one's going to punish you for cheating. You just have to be in America so that I can send you the stickers for free. For your loyalty, for showing up here on twitch.tv/ninja lifestyle right around 3:30 p.m. Pacific time every single Friday. twitch.tv/ninja lifestyle, god damn it. But on Instagram/blackninjalv, the trivia question is this: how many Ninja Lifestyle videos does a scooter rider watch if they get mad? This may seem like a strange type of question, but I'll explain the story. This morning, I woke up and I saw that someone had left the same comment multiple times on my Instagram. Or no, on my YouTube channel. And it said, "You want to know how Ninja Lifestyle's gay?" He had to tell his parents. What does that fucking thing go? You want to know? Wait, how does it? What is that thing? You want to know how I know you're gay or something? I don't remember. Whatever it wasn't funny enough to remember. Something weird. Anyways, who got the question right? Liam Birch said 15 comments. Liam Birch is correct. Sick Gaming Skill said 7. Let me explain the story. This kid wrote the same exact comment on 15 different videos, and it said, Ninja Lifestyle's gay. It said something like that. I don't remember. The kid thought he was being clever, but it was one of those like recycled jokes, like how does a rollerblader, he has to, oh, okay, here's what it is. What's the hardest part of being Ninja Lifestyle? Telling your parents you're gay. Wow. Wow. What the fuck? Gay guy alert. Homosexual in the chat room. Okay. He came up with that fucking comedic gold, and he felt that it was so funny he had to post it on 15 different Ninja Lifestyle videos. He was that mad. He was that mad about me being gay or whatever that he felt the need to post the joke on 15 of another man's YouTube videos. So he had to go through each and every one and give me more views. Oh my gosh. Anyways, I thought it was funny because this morning I wrote, man, this guy commented on 7 of my videos. That's why some people in the chat, DKR and Sick Gaming Skill, they said 7. Chris McNugget also got the answer right. Anyways, I looked at it and 7 videos, but then I went to my desktop computer, and when I checked my comments on there, it shows the spam folder. So 8 more videos got marked as spam. 8 plus 7, 15. Quick math, motherfucker. Wow. You know what? At least he's not going outside, right? He's not out there spreading the virus. He's inside fucking copying and pasting fucking 50-year-old jokes about Ninja Lifestyle. It's funny because that's like originally, when I first heard that joke, it was a joke about rollerbladers. Then it became a joke about scooter riders. It's like this recycled kind of thing. Like, I can't think of anything personal to say about Ninja Lifestyle because he's perfect in every other way. So I'm going to use this age-old recycled joke from years ago and comment it multiple times. Whatever. Anyways, Liam Birch says, someone else can get the stickers because he lives in Canada. Well, the second person to get the answer right was Chris McNug. So Chris McNug, you can either text me your address or contact me on any other social media. Because I got your number, motherfucker. And you are the winner of the Ninja Lifestyle sticker pack. We give away a sticker pack every single podcast here on the podcast Stop Crying Poser. Now, since the topic of Chris McNugget came up, he's usually not here. This is not a longtime viewer. He's not in the chat room every single week. I'm happy to have him here. But I have a feeling that he knew his name would get brought up today. Because there's a man out there who has basically changed the face of history. He's changed what would have happened, what could have happened with a bad call. I think it was 2 years ago, Vegas Golden Knights had a chance to go to the Stanley Cup. Ref made a bad call. And that bad call resulted in us losing the game. In fact, the call was so bad, I think it was against the Sharks. The call was so bad that the next season, they implemented instant replay. They used to never have instant replay. Now hockey has instant replay because of a mistake that was so bad that it cost a team, no matter how hard they worked, their hard work will never pay off because their reward was snatched from them despite how hard they worked. Well, same thing happened to Chris McNugget. Well, there's a little skateboarding channel out there called Braille Skateboarding. It may sound like a bunch of blind kids. You know what? It is. It is one blind kid named Gabe Cruz. There's one blind person working for Braille, apparently, who, when someone lands a frontside flip, Gabe suddenly only speaks Braille. He can't see the actual trick being done, and he called a redo. Let me explain it a little bit better. Chris McNugget was playing John Hill for the championships of the Coronavirus Open. Whatever it is, some type of game of skate series they're doing. I don't watch Braille that much. And now I know why, Gabe. Now I know why, because you guys are over there fucking around, taking people's careers and making jokes about them. This guy, Chris McNugget, was against John Hill. He was having the game of his life. He was on fire. He had landed probably 5, 6, 7 tricks in a row. John Hill had started sweating from his brow. He said, oh, fuck, dude, I might lose this. So he probably used one of his secret techniques or hand signals, or maybe he fucking used a little pocket dialer or something, called Gabe Cruz and said, hey, we need to fucking fuck up this game. We need to throw the game somehow. So then, Chris McNugget, innocent vegan, comes from out of nowhere, coming over, happily having a good time, whistling, taking care of his problems, just landing tricks, trying to have a fun, happy game. Doing a kickflip. Oh boy, I did a kickflip. I'm Chris McNugget. I fucking do feeble grinds and kickflip. I'm doing a varial tray flip. Oh boy, nollie flip. Whatever tricks he does. And then he does a frontside flip. He rotates it 179 fucking degrees. He rotates his goddamn frontside flip farther than Andrew Reynolds could ever dream to rotate a frontside flip. And Gabe Cruz goes, I'm gonna call a redo on that one. You gotta redo that one. And everyone was baffled. They thought to themselves, wow, perfect frontside flip. And for some reason, this young man, Gabriel, fucking calls a redo. I don't understand how that could possibly be. Well, the fucking bureaucrats over there at the Crooked Braille headquarters decided that they didn't want Chris McNugget to win. Oh no, maybe it's because he doesn't have as many followers as John Hill. Maybe it's because he doesn't have as cool of a clothing brand as John Hill. I don't know what the fucking, I don't know the secret, okay? Some type of frogs are gay, tinfoil hat, shit's going on, conspiracies. I don't understand what's happening, but it's not right. And Gabe Cruz, I don't know how you can fucking sleep at night. I don't know how Gabe Cruz can sleep at night knowing that hashtag GabeGate is happening right underneath him. Also, there was a slight tic-tac. Now, you guys know me, Ninja Lifestyle. the commentator of the hit TV show Ninja Review, which comes out every single Saturday on YouTube.com/NinjaLifestyle. Now, I know a thing or two about judging tricks correctly. I know what a tic-tac is. I know when it's allowed and when it's not allowed. In a professional video part or a sponsor tape, we try to shy away from them. But in a friendly game of skate against friends, or they used to be, apparently that's not the case. Gabe just became some type of fucking Nazi leader and said, you have to redo that frontside flip, which in any other situation would have counted. Also, interesting story. I believe there was another game of skate where Haley Isaac was playing. I haven't seen the footage, but I heard she tic-tacked her way into the Hall of Fame, and Gabe Cruz again mysteriously became blind again. Weird. He mysteriously became, oh, where's the Braille at? Oh, no need to redo that. You don't need to redo nothing. Why? Because it had nothing to do with John Hill. Gabe and John Hill are in some type of cahoots. Maybe Scientology, maybe not. I don't know the answer. But there's something weird going on where suddenly a tic-tac is a redoable offense. And I'm trying to fucking get some answers here. I'm appalled. Skateboarding used to be this fun place where people of all shapes, colors, and races could have fun playing a game together without the stresses of forced redos from the likes of Gabe Cruz. Gabe, they should call him Gabe Redo Cruz. That's gonna be his new fucking name. And this man is still allowed to judge. No one has revoked his judging privileges, and it makes me fucking sick. It makes me fucking sick to my stomach. I don't know. Oh, and okay, get this. Get this, folks. The way Gabe apologized. Oh my, the fucking narcissism here. The way Gabe apologized is he offered to play Chris McNugget in a game of skate. Hey, I know I ruined your whole fucking career, but you want to play me skate? You want to beat me at skate and then that'll make you feel better? No. You know what would have made him feel better? A fair fucking game. That's what would have made him feel better. Not fucking playing. Play me again. What if that was like that in real fucking sports? Right? I know you made that three-pointer, but I'm not going to count it. Why? It was totally legal. Tell you what. After you lose the championship, I'll play you a game of horse. Whoa! Thank you! Oh, that makes everything better! Oh! Thank you, Gabe Cruz! Jesus, the pretentiousness of this guy! He's just God! Oh, thank you! Thank you for the game of skates, Mr. Cruz! Would you like me to redo another perfect frontside flip? Would you like that? No, bitch! Fuck you. God damn it. You know what I say? I say take... Revive, this is your chance to make a move. Revive, Force Wheels, this is your chance to make a stand for against corrupt politics in skateboarding. Take this fucking guy off the flow team. Revoke his flowism. Send him right back down to where from he came. Jesus. Send him back to the fish. Feed him to the tigers. That's, you know what? Basically, Gabe Cruz is Carol Baskin. Feeding Chris McNug to the goddamn tigers. And there was a lot of tigers watching. They filmed this live on YouTube. Jesus, the embarrassment to just be publicly humiliated in front of thousands of people. I would hate to be Chris McNugget right now. He can't walk outside. First off, he lives in California. Probably not allowed to walk outside because they have all those weird fucking rules about coronavirus. But even if he could walk outside, he wouldn't do it. Couldn't show his face in public. Every time he does, everyone goes, hey, you want to redo that? He goes in there, fucking tries to buy some bread and cheese from the store. Here's fucking $2.75. Oh, $2.75. You want to redo that? No, it's the correct amount of change. You want to redo it? You want to redo it? Redo, redo, redo. And then he just fucking goes to sleep at night just dreaming. Redo, redo. He wakes up. Oh, I had to redo. And that's all because of Gabe fucking Cruz did this shit. Pissing me off. Gabe fucking Cruz. Gabe Tiger. You know what, everybody? We need to all We need to all band together and just be against Gabe Cruz. Hashtag GabeGate. Everyone go to Gabe Cruz's social media and let him know that Ninja sent you, and we're not fucking dealing with this shit. We're rising up. Ninja's Justice League. Hashtag Ninja Justice League. Ninja's Justice for McNug. Somebody come up with a good one, and we'll come up with a good hashtag. Justice for McNugget. We're going to figure this thing out, man. Also, Aaron Cairo, your fucking employees over here fucking up. Every time I talk about Braille, an employee's fucking up. You got Nigel shooting fucking people. You got fucking Fetty doing all kinds of fuck shit. And now you got Gabe fucking around, too. What the hell are y'all feeding each other in there? Pissing me off. Now I know why Carlos left. And that other guy, the filmer guy that everyone loves. God damn it. Oh, we haven't had a skateboarding topic for a long time. That felt good. I feel like I'm back to skateboarding news creation. I mean, reporting. You guys caught me. Jesus. Anyways, today's April 3rd when I'm recording this live. 2 days ago was me and Lily's 2-year anniversary. Sure would be nice if me and her could go out, maybe have a nice dinner, but we could not. We went to Outback Steakhouse, and they gave me the most bullshit baked potato. They gave me the Gabe Cruz version of a baked potato. They fucking gave me a potato that was baked. They asked me what I wanted on it, and then they gave me a little fucking sauce packet filled with those things. Basically, call me cheap if you want to. I don't think I should have to give a tip if all you did was make food. The reason you tip people, in my opinion, at a restaurant is because of, like, the server being nice, tending to you often, refilling your water, things like that. All they did was make my food and then made me dress my own potato. That sounds weird. That could be taken out of context somehow weird. Dressing my potato sounds like some type of sexual act. So how you gonna fucking bitch get ready to dress my potato? So they give me this bullshit of a bunch of mixed up fucking sour cream and chives and fucking cheese, little pieces of cheese, pissing me off. I had to put it on myself. They gave me a completely black steak. So black is the new medium rare, folks. And I didn't like it. And I think the reason they're allowed to get away with that type of shit, I'll tell you why, is because they don't have to look you in the eye. They walk outside of Olive Garden, excuse me, Outback. They walk outside, they hand you a plate, and then they run away. They run, and they go, hee-hee-hee, we gave him that bullshit. Think he's going to eat it? I don't know if he's going to eat it. I think he's going to eat it. Driveway, eat it. Lily got the filet mignon. She said it was great. I think I got a New York strip steak, and it was okay. It wasn't great. It was okay. Also, speaking of food that's delicious, I want to tell you guys what I tried the other day. Shawarma. Shawarma is fucking amazing. What is it? I don't fucking know. Some type of meat, I believe. Maybe some type of mixed meat. Maybe lamb is involved. Does anyone else pronounce the B in lamb? Lamb? I say lamb so that people understand what I'm saying. Maybe I should say lamb. Lamb. So there's lamb, I think, and maybe beef. I don't know. It sits on this rotating thing, and as it rotates, it cooks, and then they chop little pieces off. And then for me, they put it on French fries. They put the French fries, season the fries, put the shawarma on top, just thinly sliced lamb and beef. Mmm, delicious. Then they put some sauce on it, some type of garlic. Some white garlic sauce. I don't know what that shit was, but it was delicious as fuck. Lily got a wrap. They took the fucking lamb and the beef, chopped up small, wrapped it all up. Mmm. It was delicious. And I thought to myself as I was eating it, wow, I feel like I could eat this dish every single day for every single fucking meal. I don't know if that's true. It might just be because it's something new. These past 2 years, I've tried a lot of new foods that I would have never tried before. I talk about it sometimes when I'm on here Twitch gaming. I used to not be a fan of sushi. And the first time I tried poke, it was fucking disgusting. I almost threw up. I swear to God. I tried poke. I really wanted to like it. It looked delicious. Put it in my mouth and I went, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Texture's weird. Mm-hmm. Tastes weird. Texture's weird. Mm-hmm. I don't like it too cold. It's weird. Mm-hmm. Now, you give me some poke in front of me, motherfucker, I'm eating that shit. I'm eating all of it. Hell, hold on, this is mine. Can I have a piece? No, Lily, get the fuck away from me. Order your own! Free country! At least it used to be before the coronavirus. My taste has changed a lot and since discovering shawarma. Jeez, dude, I love that fucking shit. Now I don't know if it's good or not. Lily's had shawarma before. She said she's had better. I don't know if this is good or bad, so I gotta try different ones now. Different swarms of shawarma to see if it was high or low. But this is like a positive thing because if I tried it, and let's say that I tried the shittiest shawarma out there, and it was delicious to me, imagine what the best one would be. I'll just shit my pants immediately. Every bite... Oh, great. I'm in heaven. That's what heaven is. One big liquid gang. You just liquid gang for your entire life. Ah, with no burn. No burning sensation. I'm telling you guys, and that's probably what shawarma is. I haven't even pooped it out yet. That was only yesterday when I tried that shit. I might be liquid gang. I might not. It don't matter to me. I do want to talk to you guys about Tiger King. And if you don't want to talk about it, shut the fuck up anyways. We're going to talk about it. We talked about it last week. And I explained to you guys what it was. I said it was cool. I said you guys might enjoy watching it, this cool documentary on Netflix. But I found this weird narcissistic kind of thing on Twitter and even on Twitch where people say, yeah, I saw the trailer. I'm not going to watch it. It's not for me. And you go, okay, that's fine. It's not for you. Yeah, I just want to let everybody know that I'm not watching it because it's beneath me. I don't really feel the need to watch it. It just looks like trash. Okay, well, I mean, you're not supposed to judge a book by its cover, but okay, like, you don't have to watch it if that's not what you're into, documentaries or whatever. It's just, I just wouldn't watch it. I just don't. I won't. Okay, you don't need to explain to me why you won't watch it. You can just go on with your life and just continue. I just think it just, I wouldn't watch it because I don't want to watch it because I'm not watching it because I don't watch that type of thing, a documentary. I just don't. I just can't. I just won't. And then you go, wait a minute, why are you explaining to me how hard you are not watching something? It's this weird type of, like, I keep saying narcissism. It's this weird, like, I'm gonna not watch something and use that to get this fucking social gratitude. I don't understand it. I seen on Facebook, I'm marked safe from watching Tiger King. Oh, share this if you didn't watch Tiger King. You guys are that fucking cool. Can you imagine if people did that with Breaking Bad? Okay, first off, idiot, I don't feel the need to watch a show about selling drugs. Yeah, right, like I would watch that garbage. Yeah, right, a school teacher who sells drugs. I just want everyone to know that I'm not watching it. I don't watch it. I'm not. It's how fucking weirdly, how weird do you have to be to hype yourself up for something you haven't seen? Can you imagine if people did that for food? Oh, a taco? Yeah, like I'd ever try that. No, it's good. Do you like ground beef? Maybe. Do you like lettuce and fresh like vegetables? I'm not gonna eat like a fucking taco, okay? Marked safe from tacos. Bitch, if you didn't watch it or you don't like to eat it or you don't care about it, just don't care then. Just be not caring and then go on with your life in a non-caring kind of way. I feel like it's kind of fucking strange that now, like, you're too cool because you didn't watch something. Has anyone else in my chat room experienced this on their Facebook or social media? Because I've seen it now on Twitter, on Facebook, and last night I was in a stream where someone in the chat said, hey, have you watched Tiger King? And the fucking guy was like, yeah, I fucking heard about it, and, no, I'm not gonna watch something like that. And I thought to myself, wow, like, this weird pretentiousness about something you don't even really know what it is? And then the guy went on to be like, yeah, I lived in the South. Like, I lived around, like, redneck people. I don't think I'm gonna watch that. And it's like, wait a minute. It's like... It's entertaining. What do you mean? First off, if you watched episode one and didn't like it, that's cool. And you wanted to explain to me, yeah, I watched episode one and I thought it was whack for this reason, and this reason. Then I'd go, oh, okay, agree to disagree. That's what I would say. But for you to say, I'm not going to watch it because blah, and I haven't seen it and I don't know what it is, but I'm not going to watch it. And because of me not watching it, I'm somehow now cooler for saying that. It just baffles me. It's weird. Something else I have been watching. By the way, I do like Breaking Bad. And I never watched it back in the day. And when I did start to watch it, I understood the hype. But I'll tell you one thing I never did back in the day. I never said, I don't watch Breaking Bad. I'm not going to watch that shit. Are you fucking kidding me? Then again, you know what? I am sort of a hypocrite here. And I'll tell you guys why. Game of Thrones. Everyone always says, Ninja, you'd love Game of Thrones. And I always go, I don't really care about like no medieval bullshit with magic. And they go, no, dude, it's more than that. And I go, don't care. And I walk away. So maybe I'm a hypocrite. I probably am a hypocrite, but I also sort of know what I would enjoy and what I wouldn't enjoy. You're telling me, okay, you don't enjoy rednecks? That's fine. Do you enjoy murders? Okay, that's cool. Do you enjoy animals? I don't know. Pretty cool shit. Do you enjoy stories of gambling and rich people getting into all type of fuckery? I don't know. Do you like the fact that it's all true? Maybe. Okay, then there's something in here that you'll fucking enjoy in some way. And if you don't, you'll know after the first episode. So shut the fuck up about not watching it. Pissing me off. Next topic. I have been watching some shit called Ozark. And I think I'm a little bit late to the party. I've also been watching The Outsider. I've been watching a lot of shows in this goddamn quarantine. Getting real sick of this shit. Ozark, I've been watching it. It's kind of slow. I don't really know if I love it just yet. There's a lot of shows over the years that they all sort of depend on like the last season, right? And I'm wondering if Ozark is like that. I'm halfway through the entire series. So halfway through season 2. Seems kind of cool. If you guys watch it, no spoilers. But if you guys watch it, maybe we can chat about that another time. But Ozark, pretty cool thing to watch if you guys haven't been watching it. Now, back to talking about the coronavirus. I don't want to talk about it too much, but I want to bring something to your attention that I noticed. A little bit of social commentary that I noticed the other day. I went to the skate park on Tuesday, as I do every single Tuesday, and I rode my skateboard. There was one little kid on a scooter sitting on everything that looked like it might be waxed, and then my friend Mevin came. So there was 3 people total at the park, and at no point was anyone within 6 feet of another person, not even 10 feet. No one was by anyone at all. No one talked to nobody. Basically, when I skate, I get pretty quiet. So we're sitting there, we're hanging out, we're skating, having a good time. I skate, I land a couple tricks, I fall a bunch of times, I get mad, and I leave. And on my way home, I thought to myself that, man, there's a couple skate parks in Las Vegas that have been shut down. There's a lot of skate parks in the entire U.S. that have been shut down. And skating's not really a social kind of thing. You know what? I take that back, because modern skateboarding, I'm talking about my skateboarding. Everyone skateboards in their own way. Other people's skateboarding basically just means sitting next to each other texting. That's what the new school generation. Let's go to the skate park and skate. Okay, right when we get there, let's sit down and text for 3 hours and then walk away when we're done. Oh, that was skating. Wow. Cool skateboarding you guys just did. You guys carried your skateboard all the way into the park by yourselves, sat it down, and then carried it out 3 hours later without so much as a kickflip. Wow. Excellent skating, boys. I fucking take my hat off to you. That's the new skateboarding. I totally get it, how people would cough on each other while they're doing that. But for my type of skateboarding, it's not that social. You go in there, you do your tricks, you leave. Maybe you give somebody a fist bump. You try not to take your shirt off and dance and hug everybody. But that's new skateboarding. New skateboarding, a lot of hugging of each other. Sometimes even getting a little grabby on the butt or balls or whatever, or the old dick slap and shit. I don't know why that happens. That's just the new school version of skating. Same thing happened with rap. So don't, you know what? Fine. Don't worry about it. But I'm driving back. I drive past this basketball court and I think to myself, you know what? There's no way. There's no way anyone's going to be playing basketball. And if there is, it's going to be one guy shooting and another guy on the other side. It's going to be 2 guys just shooting by themselves. I roll by. It's a fucking 6-on-6 game. Everyone's blasting into each other. Everyone's bumping into each other. And I only saw them for like 5 seconds as I drove by. And I thought to myself, wow, you guys really don't give a fuck. I'm not saying everyone should give a fuck, or maybe you guys are all good, or it's not my business to tell you what you need to do. And if you're breaking the law, you'll get in trouble, whatever. Do what you want to do. Live your life the way you want to do it, whatever. But you just really blatantly said, I don't care. That's what you're, with your actions, what you're saying is, I don't care. I don't care that you don't care, but I think it's, you're not really hiding your cards, right? You're pretty much just putting them all on the table, and I guess ball is life, you know? Ball is life. You gotta play or whatever, but there's no school, there's no sports. You're not practicing for the next season. There's nothing happening right now. Also, you could go and get fucking NBA 2K or whatever and play that shit on your goddamn PlayStation. No reason to be bumping into each other, and let me say this. I don't like really being told to do. I think that's kind of an American thing. Like, don't tell me where to go or where to sit or to stop talking or fucking to stay out of my house or stay into my house or go here or go there. Don't fucking do it. I think that's an American thing. But also, it's kind of like, you understand how serious this is. Really no reason to be sweating, coughing, and breathing on 11 other people within 6 feet of you, right? If that was the rule, 6 feet, they wouldn't even all fit on the same court. But instead, they're all right there in the fucking zone, just touching it. I don't know. What am I even getting at? Do I have a point here? No, I did not have a point. But I think if anyone's talking shit on the whole skate park thing, man, people go there, they skate, they stay away from each other, they do their tricks, they land their tricks, and they leave. At least we're not fucking basketball, right? At least we're not spreading it like that. I just wanted to give skateboarding props over basketball. Maybe that's the point. I don't know why I went on this whole fucking rant. You know what? The podcast's getting real bare lately. No good topics. Cake Muscle. Skizweed in the chat was talking about some Cake Muscle. I want to let you guys know that we are almost completely sold out. I really, really appreciate you guys. And I never thought to say thank you until someone in the chat earlier today had mentioned it. Maybe it was DKR. Maybe it was iBookBoy. I don't remember who said it. But we're almost completely sold out, and that's because of the support of you guys through the podcast and through the YouTube and Twitch even. Dude, I'm so burpy today. Excuse me again. Sorry, guys. ASMR. I sold the vast majority of the skateboards online, and then a few days ago I sold 6 of them to the Skate Bus. Mobile skate shop, which comes in handy at a time like this. You guys can check them out at the_skate_bus. But we have a lot of 775s. I always order extra 775s because that's what I skate, and I always prepare for the skateboards to sell slow. So I have like 8 extra 775s just in case it took like a fucking year to sell all these other boards. At least I would still get through my skateboards. I would still be able to skate Cake Muscles. Anyways, it's going really well, and I think the next graphic we do, I think we didn't make much money, but I think we made enough money, and we gave me enough peace of mind and enough faith in the idea that maybe we could run some graphics, but I'm also not sure if the fucking distributor's even working in this virus thing. It's really fucking up a lot of different stuff. Anyways, the only other topic I have for my life is the other day I'm walking my dog around outside because it's legal here. I'm still allowed to recreationally walk around the block. I'm walking around the block. We walk the far way around the block. We come back and I see this fucking little dog and I go, oh, cool, little cute little dog. It's all by itself. And I tell Lily, let's go pick up that dog and fucking call the number and see if anyone needs their dog back. And I start to walk towards the dog and then a big motherfucker walks out. A big German Shepherd walks out and I'm like, oh, fuck. They're just out loose together. And then Koopa sees the German Shepherd. And the German Shepherd sees him. And the German Shepherd goes, hey, motherfucker. Bah. And Koopa goes, hmm? And then German Shepherd goes, bah. And we're about 100 feet away. And I think, oh, fuck, we need to leave. So I start to walk backwards. And that fucking Shepherd starts to walk towards me. And I'm like, no, no, back up. I put my mean voice on, my mean, angry voice. I don't want to scream right now in the house. No! And the dog fucking backs off. We go around the block the other way. We get home. Everything's fine. Everything's safe. Now today, 2 days later, I'm in here editing. And someone comes to the door saying, hey, we lost 2 of our dogs. One was a little dog. One was a big German Shepherd. We found the German Shepherd. The little dog is still missing. It's probably dead because it's old. And I'm like, oh, fuck, that's pretty sad. And I thought to myself, you know what, German Shepherd? You got your homie killed because you was barking at me acting like a bitch. I could have saved that little dog if you would have just fucking made some room. I could have picked up that little dog, called the number, got the little dog home. German Shepherd got home on its own. I think that's probably why it's important to walk your dogs around your neighborhood, because your dog gets used to all the smells. Maybe it knows how to get home if it wants to. Then again, I don't think Koopa would ever come home. I think he would go to this one spot that he always goes to. He goes to this one spot, and then he just barks at another dog, and they just bark at each other through the fence. By the way, I took him to another way, and there's this little hole in one of the fences. A dog reached his fucking hand out, clawed Koopa's face, and then I pulled him away. Now his goddamn face is fucked up. Every fucking day with that dog, something about his face is fucked up, or his legs, or his feet, or his tail, or his ribs. The other day, he didn't eat at all. He's farting all the time. His pads are always bloody and cut because he goes too crazy. He gets so excited and goes too crazy, he just throws caution to the wind and fucks himself up. His, like, thumb, I don't know what that's called, but dogs have, like, a thumb up on their wrist or whatever. That shit's always getting cut open. His pads are cut. Now his face is fucking scratched. Oh, the life of a dog, man. Anyways, let's jump into the news. We really don't have much news to talk about today, and we're approaching the end of the podcast anyway, so let's see what this is. Behind the badge, Metro FAQs during coronavirus. I'm not going to watch all this, but here is one question I want answered. What are they going to fucking do if I leave my house and I break the rules? What are they going to do if I wanted to play basketball and I played with a bunch of people? Obviously, I don't, but what would happen? Here is the question. You are still responding to emergency calls. Does that include gatherings of 10 or more? The answer. We have a hierarchy of calls when it comes to responding to emergency and non-emergency calls. The gathering of 10 or more people is considered a non-emergency call for us unless there is criminal activity happening. We first respond to calls that have crime involved, robberies or burglaries. Wait, so they're saying that's not a crime then? See, I'm still on the fence. We have a, quote, directive to stay inside unless, you know, there's an emergency. But I don't know, is a directive not a law? And if it's not a law, then it's not a crime. Anyways, I continue. We respond to calls that have crime involved, robberies or burglaries, for example. I'm not saying these other calls are not important. The governor did send out a directive, and we must follow it. However, we must look at the priority. So that's whatever. Now we know. Next fucking article. Las Vegas man arrested for coronavirus prank in Walmart. Wow, he apologized. A Las Vegas man looking to gain social media notoriety filmed himself pretending to suffer from coronavirus symptoms at a Valley Walmart. He was quickly arrested for the prank. I see the shelves empty. I see people with masks on their face. I came up with the idea, like, wow, people are really taking this serious. At the time, he said he wasn't taking it serious. He said his head was filled with misinformation from bloggers and conspiracy theorists. Oh, we call those retards. Quote, my idea from social media is like, it's not that serious. From what I've seen, it's fake, and the government came up with it and all that. That's what I was thinking. Well, he sounds really educated on the whole fucking conspiracy. It's fake and the government came up with it and all that. And all that. Okay, that's the rest of it. The government came up with it and then all of that. All that, this is all that, this is all that. I come up with a prank, I start coughing around people, trying to see their reactions, trying to scare them, sort of. I thought it would be a viral video. You know what I'm saying? But it's not. He said before he could leave the Walmart on March 22nd. So by the way, March 22nd, our emergency shit went into place here on March 12th. So for him to pretend that he didn't know how serious it was, they closed every single bar down 10 days before he did this. Every bar was shut down. So he knows that this is a serious topic. So don't let this guy, I know no one in my chat room believes him, but for anyone out there, don't fucking ever believe some shit like this. March 12th, every single thing in Las Vegas got shut down. Casinos, bars, restaurants, everything. 10 days later, he's like, oh, I didn't know it was serious. Yeah, right. On March 22nd, he saw police running through the store with masks and guns drawn. He was taken to jail on several felony charges where he says his eyes were opened. When I was in jail, being forced to watch the news, seeing these body counts, this person dying, that person dying, I'm like, holy crap, this is really serious. I really did make a mistake. I got this ankle bracelet after doing time off of a joke. I got 3 felonies off of what I thought was a joke, and it's not a joke, it's not a game. There's real people dying out there. Oh, that's cool that he's taking this time to, like, pander to people, like, pretending that he's some type of martyr. Like, I just want to use this opportunity to inform everyone that this is a big deal. It's a big deal. First off, motherfucker, everyone knew it was a big deal months before you did this dumbass prank. In fact, this guy knew it was such a big deal. That's why he filmed this shit. All right, he could have certainly went out there and did the whole, like, moaning on people in Walmart or putting things in people's baskets or the fucking fake fart noise. But that's not going to be as big a deal as making people think they're going to die. Now, he's facing 1 count of first offense burglary, 1 count of destroying property, two counts of dispersing of a hoax substance. So what he probably did, he probably opened a bunch of things off the shelves. That's probably what he did. He probably opened like some water, coughed in it, opened some soup or something, coughed on it, something like that for him to get all this shit. He's scheduled for a prelim hearing next week. I want to apologize to everybody affected by it because my attitude is definitely more serious about it now. Like I said, I'm a father of four. Wow. He thinks this whole thing is a fucking joke. Let me remind you guys. School got shut down 10 days before he did this. Every school shut down. There's no more school. He's a father of four. And he just thought to himself, oh, it's not that big of a deal. All my kids got, like, all my schools shut down, all my kids, and you know what? Good prank. No, motherfucker. No one believes you. You should get fucked for this. You don't need to spend fucking years in prison, but you should certainly go to fucking jail for this shit. Now I have three felonies. I've got a burglary and two hoax charges, which is going to affect me to have jobs in the future and all that. So now what he's doing here is he's trying to do the whole thing. I think I've been punished enough. He's trying to do that fucking move. Continuing the quote. So my attitude on it is serious right now. It's serious, and I'm praying for everyone who got it. I'm praying for the whole country. Then he went religious at the end, of course. So first he did the whole I've been punished enough. He did the I didn't know it was that serious. I've been punished enough. And then let me also shout out to religious people. Please help me. He said he's been warned by a judge that could try to make an example out of him with time in a penitentiary on the table. I don't think this guy should be going to prison. But I also don't think this should just be a fun thing to do. You know what would be an example? An example would be if they let this guy go, then everyone else who wants to go cough on shit knows that there's not going to be a fucking consequence. That's what I think. I don't know, dude. You can't talk to these people. I get it. He's walking backwards, talking backwards. All this for some followers and some money or whatever, really? Like, it's in very poor taste. Very poor taste. I would love to hear your guys' thoughts on that if you're watching this on YouTube or whatever. Next fucking article. Oh, Schwanzi says in Austria, you would be fined for that shit. You know what? You know what I think? Anywhere else but America, you would be completely fucked. You'd be completely, completely fucked. This guy got lucky that he did that dumb shit in America, home of the dumb. Next article, police say crime is down 27% during the pandemic. We are seeing significant crime reduction since the beginning of the virus. In my jurisdiction alone, violent crime is down about 20%. Property crime is down 28%, and overall crime is down 27%. Me and Lily were talking about this the other day. Oh, actually, this is exactly what we're talking about. He said, however, as of today, they're still seeing a 37% reduction in domestic violence crime. I was thinking that domestics would be way higher because now you're stuck in the house with your significant other all the time. Then again, not everyone lives together. So that being said, let's say you have a boyfriend or girlfriend, and you guys are supposed to be in your respective houses. You stay in your apartment, they stay in their apartment. You can only see each other a couple times a week instead of every day. I bet that might be cutting down on it. But for those people who live with their significant other, I've been hearing some annoying stories. Me and Lily get along pretty well, you know. We don't really have to deal with that because I have my time in here playing games. She has her time out there watching Gossip Girl and fucking Netflix shows and whatever. And we have a dog together, so whenever we get frustrated, we can just go out into the sunshine and walk the dog around. But this thing is really, really weighing heavy on a lot of people. Anyways, that's all I have for news, and that's also all I have for topics today. That's gonna be it. Let me know your thoughts on the Gabe Gate. That piece of shit was in my chat room earlier talking shit. I completely ignored his bitch ass. Tiger King, are you guys too cool? Are you too cool to watch Tiger King? I don't know. Are you too cool for shawarma? Maybe. Basketball and skating. No need to shut down the skate parks. Just don't have too many people there. Basketball, if you're playing with too many people, I don't know, go back to playing horse. Also, basketball, your hands are all touching the same fucking thing. Everyone's hands are touching it. And then it's touching you. Yeah, I don't understand, man. Go buy a cake muscle. Don't get baked potatoes from Outback. And don't go into stores coughing on random bullshit. Let me shout out Walter the Conqueror for the subscribe today. And also shout out to T30 Drifts for the $2 donation. I appreciate you guys for everything you do. Maybe you don't have $2. Maybe you don't have $5 to subscribe on Twitch. That's fine. Do you have a voice? Do you have a mouth? Do you have eyes? Gabe Cruz doesn't, but most of us probably do. So what you can do is just tell a friend about the podcast, and that's how the podcast can grow. It's basically like coughing, right? Coughing spreads the virus. Here's what you do. You cover your mouth and you say, hey, I found this really cool podcast. I think it's awesome. And every single week, they give away a free sticker pack. Can you imagine that? Wow, that's amazing. Also, shout out to Crept for subscribing. They have been subscribed for 13 separate months. I appreciate the support from each and every one of you guys. Can I get a hell yeah in the chat for those of you who have been around for a while, been watching this since 3:30? Can I get a hell fucking yeah so I can shout you guys out? Schwanzy, iBookBoy, Walter the Conqueror, DKR, iBookBoy, Miles Malarney, Liam Birch, Crept, 902 Rider, and Chris McNugget stuck around. Everybody, thoughts and prayers to Chris McNugget. Did we ever come up with a hashtag? Justice for Chris McNugget. We'll come up with something. We'll make a video on this. I think I might really want to dive into this because Gabe Cruz, I think that's a redo. I think that should be a redo. That fucking bitch needs to get a fucking, like, get some glasses or something. Fucking pissing me off. Anyways, you guys have a great day. If you tuned in late, don't worry. This podcast comes out for free download, free viewing pleasure on Sunday on iTunes, Podbean, and YouTube. I greatly appreciate everything you guys do to support the podcast, and I hope I do a good job entertaining you. Now it's time to play that motherfucking outro, but I want you guys to have a drink tonight. Maybe have a blunt, or maybe have some orange soda or some orange juice. Do something good for yourself. Treat yourself. Because you need to keep your fucking mind, you gotta keep your mind right, okay? Getting stressed out here, I know I am, so I'm gonna have a drink. So go out there, don't drink too much, but don't drink too little. Kuna Matata, bitches, let's play that motherfucking intro, goddammit.
I'm gonna call a redo on that one.
Fuck you, Gabe Cruz, bitch.